podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I am not afraid to fly. I like flying. I like getting on an airplane and taking a trip. I enjoy it. I sit by the window, look out, enjoy.
Unless Harrison Ford's your pilot.
Right, true. But I know there's some people who are really absolutely freaked out. They are scared to death of flying. And I feel bad for those people. Well, apparently, and I didn't know about this, there is a service that actually helps people conquer their fear of flying. They take people, they put them on an airplane, and it's almost like walking them through everything. You know, it's like a gentle type. They explain everything. They take them up for like about a 45-minute flight. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because they had one of these flights on Monday where they put all these people on this plane, and they took them up. The plane was struck by lightning.
Perfect.
Can you just imagine what was going on
now,
that plane?
Now, this is when we call Mayday.
So they had to make an emergency landing after being struck by lightning.
That could be a lyric in the Alanis Morissette song, Ironic. Yes. You know?
Right.
We were talking yesterday off the air about kids being punished. And it was just a brief little conversation. But the next thing you know, we start hearing all of these stories about the unusual ways that kids get punished. And just so that we can cut things off short here, we're not talking about any type of beatings or belts or abuse. We're talking about the funny / unusual ways that kids were disciplined when they were young. And Jeremy had two of them that just really entertained
us. Yeah, these stuck with my dad, I guess, because he's told me this story, you know, 100 times. But his dad, my grandpa, was a carpenter. And so he had three sons, and when they got in trouble or were misbehaving, he'd take them out to the garage. Mm-hmm. And there was two different things he did. I don't know if you guys know what sawhorses are.
Sure.
It's where you, it's like a bench kind of that you can put wood on and you can saw. So it's like a wood bench.
Okay.
So he would take the boys out to the wood bench, pull their t-shirt out, put it on the wood bench, and pull out his staple gun and go clink, 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 and staple them to the sawhorse via their t-shirt and just leave them there for a while to work things out.
What? All right.
That's fantastic.
It's kind of funny. The second thing he would do is he, you know, as a carpenter, you have like cans of screws, all right? So he had different kinds of screws. He'd go and grab three cans of screws and dump them all out on the garage floor and say, all right, boys, sort the screws back to their proper cans. You know, like big screws, black screws,
fantastic.
Little screws. So it would calm them down and it would be a punishment because they'd be out in the garage for 5 hours sorting screws, my dad said.
Oh, that
isn't
is
that crazy?
Terrific. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's
people
pretty good.
Bring that back.
Get a staple gun.
Hey, Laura, we're gonna let you go first.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay, so we had these flower beds that were full of lava rocks, and we wanted to put mulch down. And the kids were acting really bad, so my husband had the idea to make them collect buckets of rock. They hated it. At the time, they were 9 and 6. So his 6-year-old would be done first. The 9-year-old, he would cry and he would just be so angry. They only had to do it twice before they never wanted to do it again, and they acted right.
Collect
pretty good.
Buckets of rocks.
Put them to work.
And we would take and dump them out right in front of them and be like, this is ready for next time.
Oh, my God.
Time to start over.
It seems effective to me, Laura. Yeah.
It was very, very effective.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Okay, bye.
Pretty good.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
So what was the unusual punishment?
Well, my family had been looking to get a puppy dog at the Dumb Friends League, so we'd been there a couple times with my 4-year-old and 7-year-old, a boy and a girl, and we had gone a couple times, and then one day I happened to be in the car with them, and they were totally, totally misbehaving and fighting in the back seat. So I told them that I was going to take them to the kids' pound if they did not behave.
Yes.
And their eyes about bugged out of their head, and they shut up instantly. I said, well, you remember when we've been looking at doggies? I said, this is where parents take their kids that they don't want anymore, that don't listen and don't behave.
Put you in a little cage with a blanket.
Take the kids to the pound.
Hopefully it was a no-kill shelter.
Too far, Emily. Too far.
Becky, thanks for being on the show.
Have a wonderful day.
That was damn funny.
Good morning, Samantha.
Hi.
So what's the story?
So I don't have any kids, but when I was younger, I was totally into reading, and I would love to go to the library and
whenever I acted up, my parents would take my library card away. And then they would take, like, I always had a new stack of books by my bed. They took all my books away. And I would cry for, like, hours and beg them to give it back. And I just had to, like, go a whole weekend without reading any books.
Oh, no. I can't get on board with that one. That's ripping my heart out.
Take away something she loves.
Oh, no.
Holding the scissors to it. We'll do it. We're going to
get near
it.
The fire.
I will dog ear this page if you don't study that.
They would move my bookmarks and everything. It'd be awful.
They'd take your bookmarks?
I can't get on board with that one, Samantha. That's not right.
She was only bad like twice in her childhood.
I hope so.
I really was. And trust me, it's not something I'm going to do to my kids if I ever have them.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too.
Hello, Shante.
Hi.
So the unusual punishment...
Yeah, so my parents, when my brother and I were younger, if we were arguing, they would make us stop by making us hold hands for about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst!
And creepy!
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That had to be effective.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah, he's touching me.
I know.
Now kiss.
That's what it was. We would like hold fingers by the end. We're like, we don't want to touch each other.
Nope, full palm, kids.
Yeah,
full palm.
Sweaty palms.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for calling the show.
You're welcome.
See you later. Have a fun weekend. All right, Renee. Here's Renee.
Happy Friday, everybody.
You as well. So what was the unusual punishment as a kid?
This is not my son. We found out he has some mild special needs. He's OCD. And, with every kid, you try to figure out what would be the best way to do a punishment. You take privileges away. You take toys away. You put them in the corner. Nothing would ever work. And the doctors couldn't figure out what we can do. Well, we started noticing that he was very particular how he kept his room. So one day, my husband got upset because he did something stupid. This is when he was about 12 or 13. And he took everything off of every bookshelf, everything, and put it in the middle of the room and had him sit there and watch it for an hour. It drove him nuts.
It's an OCD
nightmare.
Are
you telling me you took an OCD kid and you put him in the middle of a mess and told him he couldn't straighten it up?
Can't touch it?
Yes.
Oh,
that is borderline brilliant.
We did not realize how much OCD he was until we did it a second time, and I took pictures of his room, and he put everything back exactly the way it was the second time we did it. The doctors all agreed, that's better than doing what alternative parents would do if they get frustrated. You do what you have to do to make it work.
Oh, my goodness. Would you say it was effective? Did it work on him?
Oh, yeah. After about three times, he never really did much after that.
Right. Just pacing.
All the people who are listening to our show who have strong OCD tendencies, they're probably feeling a little clammy.
Just
and
hearing
Yeah, right now they're just shaking hearing this.
How old is he now?
All he had to do is just drop one toy in the middle of the floor or the book and say, do you want the rest of it? And he'd be like, no. And we're like, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That is unique. Renee, you win the unique award, okay?
Yay.
Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. You guys have a great weekend.
You as well.
I want that kid to come over to my house.
Clean up for you.
Organize.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.